Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting the Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. As-salamu la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. We ask Allah for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Assalamu alaikum. That is peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give. And we welcome you once more to the airways of American Muslim 360 for the broadcast, The Female Solution. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Almighty God, Allah. I want to begin with wishing much success to the 31st the 31st convention that will be held this weekend, weekend at Mosque Cares in Chicago, Illinois. We wish them much success, much progress, much happiness, and much joy. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Also, I want to say that we here at American Muslim 360, we send our prayers and condolences to the community of Jacksonville, Florida. They experienced a horrendous shooting at a family dollar store. Some crazed individual that hate African Americans entered that store and opened up fire on the customers and one of the employees. We send our prayers for that community. Praise be to Almighty God. Allah also to we send our heartfelt condolences to the students and faculty of the Chapel Hill campus. And there was another shooting that was held, that took place there. And from what I understand, one of the staff members was killed, a professor. So we send our du'as and our prayers to them. May Allah comfort them at this terrible time. And may Almighty God help us to stop this proliferation of guns and violence among us. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, this is the last Wednesday of the month. And every last Wednesday we host a male-only broadcast. Not that females will not be connected to us, but a discussion among males on a myriad of subject matters. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. And we have asked some men if they would be a part of this panel. From the Female Solution Studio Board and American Muslim 360 Studio Board. And praise be to Allah, we received a positive response. Our subject matter, I believe it is a repeat, but it is so important that it cannot be ignored. It should be discussed more than once. And that is the idea of freedom. The idea of freedom. Let me see if my sister Naima is ready to join us here on the studio board.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles.
Not yet. Praise be to Allah. So I want to share with you a reading from the Quran before we get started. And I want to read to you from the 112th surah of the Quran, entitled Ikhlas, or the Purity of Faith. And it reads, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kulhu Allahu ahad. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. And the commentator, surely Almighty God speaks the truth, صدق الله العظيم. And the commentator Yusuf Ali has commented on this surah, and he has written, he says, with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. Say, He is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal, the absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten. and there is none like unto him. May Allah bless the translation and the commentary of our beloved scholar, Yusuf Ali. You know, in this surah, the word qul, say, that is a command. That is part of this ayah. We are commanded to say that Allah is one and only. We are to say that he is the eternal and absolute. And we are to say he was not born, nor does he have any children, and that there is none like unto him. So praise be to Allah. May Allah bless the reading this morning. Praise be to Allah. So, Ikhlas, it is entitled The Purity. Let me see if my sister is ready to join us.
And As-salamu. Are you avoiding responsibility of family and community? So we want to listen to the men as they have this discussion and explore the possibilities, and perhaps we'll discover some things about what we need to do. And we'll certainly look forward to you joining this conversation and becoming a part of the solution. Men, call in 515-605-9891. And remember to press 1 so that you can be heard by our host and the American Muslim 360 family joining us on this Wednesday men's discussion.
Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation.
I believe we have lost the audio of Naima. I see she's still present here on the studio board, so a call is not dropped. But let me see. Praise be to Allah. In the meantime, I want to reintroduce this segment of the Female Solution. It is an all-male discussion, and a topic is freedom. It's freedom. I want to first share with you this. Some statements from a freedom fighter, Dr. Martin Luther King. Please, let me see. Yeah, praise be to Allah.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Alhamdulillah.
Even though we...
Alhamdulillah. Those are the words of our freedom fighter, Dr. Martin Luther King, in his important statement that at that time we were called Negroes. And he states that if the Negro is to be free, he must reach down and utilize the resources of his own soul. The operative word is soul, of his own soul, and take the pen of independence and emancipation and write his own doctrine of freedom. Praise be to Allah. We have a list of panelists here. I'm going down the line. The first up is Brother Michael Hameen. Would you introduce yourself to the listening audience, if you would, please?
Yes, thank you. As-salamu alaykum. That is, the peace of Almighty God be with you, upon you. My name is Michael Hameen. I'm the host of Not Just Talk on Thursday evening from 8 Eastern until 9:30 Eastern. I appreciate being invited to this panel, and I want to begin by saying that I was mentored from 1976 to 2008 by Imam W.D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah Muhammad. And as a mentee, one being influenced by his insights into life in particular, and also specifically insights into the Quran or Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. But this idea, I started with
Michael, let's not enter into the discussion. It's only that I'm utilizing this time to identify those that are panelists here on AM360. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Erico,
okay, I'll stop here.
Yes, sir. I'll come back to you. Error code 678-572, Abdul Saheed. As-salamu alaykum. Introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Yes, sir. Well, like, as-salam, everyone. Thank you, Brother Imam, for inviting us once again. My name is Abdul Saheed. I'm from the Atlanta metro area. I'm also the host of Optimal Health. And many of you probably heard us speak before about health. That's very important. I'm also a certified symptometry health coach. I'm the father of 4 children, 9 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Been married 53 years to the same person. So we have much to share, and we have much work to do. Thank you so very much.
Yes, sir. Okay. And last but not least, Imam DeLacy Umar Phillips, would you introduce yourself to the listening audience, my brother?
Yes, DeLacy Umar Phillips here, Melbourne, Florida. I host a program on AM360, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, every Saturday at 10 a.m. Appreciate the invitation, and thanks so much for inviting.
Alhamdulillah, yes, sir. And thank you for accepting the invite. Praise be to Allah. The subject that we want to discuss this morning is a very important subject. It's been something we've been asking for, and you hear that this word used quite often, freedom, freedom. We want to have this discussion not from an emotional standpoint, but from a knowledge base, exactly what are we asking for and what does freedom mean to you and how do you define freedom? How do you define freedom? We've been asking for it and reaching for it for over 400 years in this country. And I think we need to truly have a true grasp of what freedom is. I'll begin back with Michael Hameen. If you would give us a short definition of your concept of freedom. Wait, let me share with you something first before you get started. I looked in Webster's dictionary under the definition of freedom, and one of the definitions really caught my eye. One of it is unconcerned. Unconcerned. That is included in the definition of freedom. So that really intrigued me, and inshallah, I'll speak on that more later on in the broadcast. All right, if you would, Michael, please share with us what freedom means to you and its definition.
Thank you.
You should be very succinct and right to the point.
Thank you. My being influenced by Imam Rushdie Muhammad, my view of freedom is looking into the word free dome. And dome is acknowledged in the dictionary. It's connected with the head. Described as the seat of the intellect, mind, a person with respect to mental qualities, natural aptitude or talent. So this is a definition that is not readily or commonly given. You see freedom connected with a physical ability to do something or the ability to speak freely, but it's not connected with the mind, with thinking, you know, with the head. And I think that's something that everyday men and women have been directed away from, you know. We connected, particularly in my community, the African-American community, you find this confrontational or an attitude to defy, you know, someone try to, look, I'm free, I say what I want to say. And that's not the focus to help us to have a healthy and productive life. And I'll stop there.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Okay, we move forward. Delacy Omar, if you would share with us what freedom means to you and its definition.
Yes, thank you. I was reflecting on listening to Dr. King, that God bless him with forever peace and a good state in the paradise for his work and sacrifice. He said, reach down into the soul. We have concepts that come to us in scripture, and I want to start from this perspective because we have so many opinions about freedom, what freedom is, how to get it, et cetera. But, you know, in the chapter 4 of the Quran, the first verse, our Creator speaks to us that he created man from one soul. So we find in that language, and then he created a mate for the human being, and from those two has scattered countless men and women in the earth. So it really points back to one natural origin for the human being, and that we are all connected. And then, again in Scripture, God says that he has created every child of Adam. We can assume this first creation was called Adam. And every child of Adam, he says about it that he has been created with dignity and honor. Dignity and honor. And you know, these words, I remember we used to see Thought for the Day in our school, where they would be trying to cultivate the human being to think in a positive way, the thought for the day. And there would be words like dignity, honor, integrity, honesty, truthfulness. All of these noble ideas that goes into making up excellent character. Excellent character. And that's something that we don't see much now. But in the earlier freedom movement, you know, this was what we were calling for. Our ancestors were calling for to be respected, to be honored as a human being, to have our self-worth acclaimed and recognized and respected. You know, these are some responsible ideas, and I think for me, freedom is centered around responsibility. What is your responsibility as a human being, a part of the human family, and how are you prepared to fulfill that responsibility and accept responsibility for your part in this planet, in the community, in the family, the community you live in, et cetera, et cetera. So freedom, to me, represents more responsibility. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Amanda Lacey. Now I want to ask Abdul Shahid if he were to share with us his understanding of the concept of freedom and what that means to him. As-salamu alaykum, Abdul Shahid. Share with us, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum as-salam. Yes, sir. Thank you again for this opportunity, Brother Imam. Freedom is man's destiny. That's what freedom is. How can you reach your destiny when someone is holding you back? How are you able to make choices when you are coerced to make alternative choices? The Almighty Source Creator wants man to be free so he can earn the reward. If someone is standing over you, making you choose, that's not freedom. You can't be held responsible. There are many choices that man have to make. And we are rewarded based on those choices. Life is about making choices. But if you're not free to make these choices, how can you be responsible for the life? So freedom of choice. Choose your religion. To choose a mate. To choose where you want to live on this planet. To choose who you're going to become. There are consequences for every choice that man make. Good choices, good consequences. Bad choices, bad consequences. This is how the system is set up. Natural system. This is how it's all set up. So man must have freedom to choose. This is what the life is all about. If I'm going to be able to reach my fullest potential, I have to choose how to get there. The whole life points us in that direction. That's why we are here, to be free, to be liberated. This is the purpose that God have us here for, to figure it all out, how to become free. The moment you stop fighting and striving for freedom will be the moment someone trying to put you back into slavery. I just end it right there for the moment. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for all of your sharing here. Praise be to Allah. I want to give a short definition of freedom from my perspective also. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King referred to you must be able to reach down and use the resources of your soul, So the freedom, so having the freedom of the soul has to be liberated. Yes, Almighty God has charged the human being to dress the garden, And we know that that dress means to develop and manage the creation. And so we are immediately given responsibility from the beginning to dress the garden. And there are those that want to stop people, human beings, in the management of this material world. And they put up obstacles and blocks in their way. The ability to take advantage of opportunity without obstruction. But freedom even goes beyond just being able to take advantage of opportunity. Freedom also, with a free mind and a free thinker, the free person not only waits for opportunity, but they themselves create opportunity for themselves and their loved ones. So we are sitting here with an obligation and a task and opportunity. We, with our free mind, can create our own opportunity, our own future, plan our own future for ourselves, unencumbered by thoughts that prohibit or thoughts that hold you back from having the courage to create your own opportunity and to plan for your own future. That requires a free thinker, a mind that is liberated. So we are asking for freedom, but all of us are aware that with freedom comes responsibility. I'll stop right there. Naima, do you have anyone on your line that would like to share?
No one that has pressed one yet. So it's time for a break, and we'll come right back. And, of course, for those who are listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. Man, we want to hear from you. And if you are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, you may write in your comments. We'll share them with our host, Kareem Hamid, and the listening audience. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want all of you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back after these messages. So stay with us.
So I was telling my brothers if they ever had daughters to do certain things with their daughters, that way to just have little daddy-daughter dates and things and take them on little journeys and take them out to eat and treat them like a young lady and open their, even if they're little, I don't care if they're from 3 to 13, treat them like a woman, open their door for them and hold the door and everything. So that way they will be used to it, because I said one day when they get older, they will look for a husband. and they will be so used to how their dad treated them and how their dad talked to them and told them how they were supposed to be treated, so they won't expect or they won't look for anything less. They will remember, okay, when I get older, and if I will know how my dad treated me, and I will know not to get with anything less, as in if a boy doesn't respect you all the way. You will know what respect feels like because your dad was the first person to show you how a young lady should be treated.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Attorney Edward Ahmed Mitchell, Executive Director of the Georgia Chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations and host of Care on Air, the Civil Rights Hour. I'd like to speak to you about something that strikes at the very heart of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses and that helped us to see an even deeper and systemic, long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your mom and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite in experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society, and that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? The public service message from the Community-Wide Share Conference and AM 360.
These days, it's more important than ever to work on...
Praise be to Allah. My sister will be ready to broadcast in a few moments. I want to mention something that I said previously. The idea of not just being able to take advantage of opportunities. An opportunity is something that you are that is placed in front of you or given to you. But to me, real freedom is to create your own opportunity. To create opportunity and move on that, the ability to think for yourself, the ability to explore, the ability to create opportunity for oneself and one's family. Michael, if you would share with us your statements on creating opportunity. We have everything that every other human being has, but we have to be aware that we have the freedom and the energy and the intellect to create opportunity. Praise be to Allah, if you would, Michael.
About freedom, are you a free man, Willis?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Michael.
And men call in. 515-605-9891. And press 1 so that our host for the day can open your mic and get your thoughts about freedom.
All right, Michael, if you will.
Yes, thank you. Particularly, if you look at the African-American community and the uniqueness of our history here in America, that uniqueness points to a people that were emptied out and then conditioned to serve other people's interests. And it took hundreds of years to where that group was free from the conditioning of the masters of that group, the masters of chattel slavery. So conditioning is much different from free thought. Conditioning is being developed to think and support ideas of someone else. So it's very important in terms of freedom to develop your life and develop yourself within a social context. It's very important to know that you have to be disciplined, and in particular, you have to be in control of your emotions, your feelings, you know, your urges. You have to, learning and the application of learning cannot take place properly if you're not able to control how you feel, you know, because it affects the thinking. So I'll stop there, but it's very important to understand the necessity of self-control, particularly from emotion. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Praise be to Allah. Is Imam Delacy Umar Phillips, the idea of not waiting for opportunity, but when opportunity arrives, the freedom to take advantage of the opportunities presented. But as I stated earlier, there is another room in that house, and that is the freedom to create opportunity, to create a free thinker, to create your own opportunity for yourself, your family, your neighborhood, wherever you are, to create opportunity. If you would speak on that, we would appreciate that, my brother. The creation of opportunity.
Yes, I did. I did have another thought in mind that I wanted to share.
Yes, please do. Whatever is on your mind, you're free to express that, please.
Yes, I spoke earlier about connectivity and collective, how we are connected, and I wanted to talk about some of the things that have affected our drive for freedom, and one of them is trust. And unity. Our Imam, he mentioned to us about the traumatic experiences we went through in our struggle for freedom and struggle from slavery, so to speak. Use a quote, up from slavery. And he spoke about the traumatic experiences that we've experienced and how that trauma from those past experiences has created a very bad conditions for us as an ethnic group and a people. And he said that in order to be successful, we need to dwell on a philosophy for life in a sacred unity. So the freedom struggle is not something individual. First, yes, you have to come to grips that you have a desire and a need in your soul and recognize your potential, your created purpose that God has created you for, and then make a commitment, like Dr. King mentioned, sign a declaration in your own soul that you're going to be committed to improving your life, improving conditions in your life, and that self-assertiveness you know, having that confidence that you can achieve what God has created you for, created your own created purpose. You can find that and start to follow it. So these are things that are key for us as a community, because we are not on an island. We are working together. We're going to achieve together. When one achieves something, it improves the worth of all of us. So, you know, these are some of the conditions that I think you have to look at when you want to experience the benefits of the creation that God has created for us. And, you know, and I have to turn to Scripture because it gives us such clear understanding of what should be the focus. God says he has created this universe, and I'm going on your particular concern. He has created this universe to yield up its potential, to yield up its potential to the human being if he just go out there and cultivate it. Plant the seed. If you have a crop, if it's an idea, plant it. If you see the seed as an idea, plant it, nourish it, cultivate it, give it the right environment, and it has to grow. God has commanded it, the earth, to do that for the human being, for his human creation, that this earth will yield up its potential. But you have to cultivate it. You have to be like a farmer, giving it its right environment and the nutrients it need, and protecting it from the forces of that want to destroy its growth, or inhibit its growth by consuming it itself. You know, so all of these things we have to be aware of if we want to be successful. What are our obstacles? You know, somewhat looking at it in an analytical way, what are our strengths, weaknesses, threats, et cetera, and opportunities and threats. That's SWOT analysis. So we have to apply that in our lives as well. We have to look at, assess what we have in terms of our strengths, look at our weaknesses and try to improve ourselves, and then look at the opportunities and seize upon them, which is very important, because opportunity don't just stay around waiting on you to access it. It comes and it goes. It goes to someone else who would want it. And then we have to be conscious of the threats that we have that may threaten our progress. So those are some keys we can use when we want to think about progressing in this land of plenty. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Praise be to Allah. We're grateful for your words of wisdom. Okay, Brother Abdul Shaheed, on the acceptance of opportunity, if you would, and not only accepting opportunity, the creating of opportunity for oneself, the freedom to create opportunity for oneself, their family, their community, the whole earth. Praise be to Allah.
Thank you so very much. That's an excellent question. Freedom to create our own opportunity. That's what the life is all about. In order for that to happen, we must be free to rectify the mistakes of our parents. We have to correct their mistakes. We have to be free to correct the mistakes of our ancestors, our teachers, our predecessors, those people that came before us, because we are stuck making the same mistakes. We must be free to learn, because learning stimulates creativity itself. Creativity stimulates imagination, and imagination stimulates determination not to give up. It's in our soul not to give up. It's in our genes not for us to give up. We must be free to encourage each other to become the best version of oneself, the best version of oneself. If we did these things, then we can realize our full potential, not as only as individuals, but as a community. Reach our fullest potential, creating the opportunity. This is how the human being is created. In order to create opportunity for ourselves, we must overcome the trauma of slavery. We have to overcome the trauma of slavery because the trauma of slavery has compromised our brain. We need our brain for creativity. Trauma has caused our brains to be compromised. This is why we are stuck where we are today. We must overcome the trauma of slavery, people holding us back, people stopping us from making choices, the choices that would be better for us. We know what we need to do as a human being. It's already in our genes. It's clocked in our genes. We carry the genes of our ancestors. We have their urges in us, their desires in us. But if someone stops you from carrying those things out, creating opportunity right out of the thin air. The human being has the ability to create opportunity out of the thin air. But if someone interferes with your movement, your every movement, to try to control you, that's the problem. So freedom is necessary in order for the human being to reach their fullest potential, not in the hereafter, but here and now, in this life. Brother Imam, thank you.
Yes, praise be to Allah. We have to also be aware of the mechanisms that thwart the progress of the human being.
Yes.
We have to know what has happened, what thinking, what tools have been utilized to prohibit the human being from taking full advantage of the intellect and the energy that Almighty God has placed within the human being in order to move forward. Almighty God says to us in the Quran to defeat the schemes of the Satan. Defeat the schemes of the Satan. And we have to know what those schemes are. And Imam DeLacy mentioned something that is how we feel about a thing, our emotions. Usually it is our emotions and our appetites, unchecked by knowledge, that stunts our growth and our progressive movement forward for true liberation. Dr. King mentioned the liberation of the soul, And the soul has been given a task. And the human being is one soul, and we're all obligated to carry out the task that the Creator has placed upon us. The Creator gave us the responsibility to dress the garden. That is speaking to the developer, to extract from this creation, to build an environment for ourselves. And it is through our emotions and our appetites that we are somewhat thwarted or led from off of that path. How can one be free and not have control of the environment in which one lives, in which the human being lives? We are still getting our cues, getting our direction from other than us, and this is not just the African, American. This is practically the whole of humanity. This medium called media is directing and influencing the life of the human being. We have to be a free thinker, a free thinker. And I believe you can only come into that freedom of thought when you truly understand what and who you are. What and who you are. We are a creation of Almighty God, charged with the responsibility of managing this creation, this earth, this creation period. And the oppressor, the Satan, he operates on greed. Greed. He wants his share and everyone else's share. And he will do all that he can to hold the human being back from getting his righteous share of this creation. So we will not be truly liberated until we can free our thinking. And that thinking should begin with what we are and who we are. And there should be an overriding, praise be to Allah, that we need an overriding thought that overrides everything else, that overrides everything else. And for me, that overriding thought is that God has said he has honored and dignified all the descendants of Adam. All the descendants of Adam. So not being beholden. I'm not saying that we cannot cooperate with this system. There are some good things within this social system that we're in. But we should utilize the good and hold off and identify and thwart the bad. Praise be to Allah. So that liberation, as I read from this dictionary here, one of the definitions that they used is without care or unconcerned or unconcerned. The human being does not come into true life until he or she have a concern that they care about, have a concern that they are working toward. So if we would make our concern that, look, I want my share of this material world, then I will not commit crime and fall into that trap to obtain it. I will use honesty, forthrightness, transparency to get my share of this material world. To me, that is liberating. I have an obligation. So I want to hear from Michael Hameen once more. If you would share with us, Michael, and expound on the definition and the meaning of liberation, please.
Yes, thank you. Our American dynamic has a history. You know, what's going on today is connected to our past. And in our past, the American system struggling with an idea of creator-supported freedom, that the human being was free and had certain rights given by Almighty God in inalienable or unalienable rights given by the Creator that no government. But in terms of the application of that noble idea, those noble ideas, the people of America were far from that. And they were moved by urges and feelings that they brought over from predominantly from Europe. They brought over from England. And we found that at some point in that history, they went from the leading people went from a focus of, well, I'm from England and you're from Scotland. They went from that focus to a focus of color consciousness. And they, during the time of chattel slavery, they came up with a strategy to identify themselves as white people, to unite themselves, because you actually had more slaves than you did so-called free or indentured people in America at that time. And the point is that certain psychological the term that I looked up, the term is called gaslight or gaslighting. And it is a way to manipulate someone using psychological methods into questioning their own power of reasoning, the ability to reason correctly. And this took place, and it's still taking place, manipulating psychology methods that can even have you questioning your sanity. You know, someone telling you that it's raining, but they're actually urinating on you and telling and psychologically manipulating you to try to get you to think that, no, this is not urine. This is actually rainwater coming down on me. And I know that may be kind of a crass picture, but I'm using it for emphasis, because we have some powerful strategies to keep the American people. And there's a powerful, what would you call it? There's a powerful structure similar to the structure of what Pharaoh used during the time of the Egyptians' rule over people. And in particular, included in that rule was the Hebrew boys and girls. And our history is very similar to theirs, but the only difference is, and it's a major difference, they knew who they were even in the suffering that they had. We were systematically stripped of our past connection with history, with family, with language, and that's a much more traumatic, as Dr. Shahid mentioned, the trauma. So, in conclusion, we're missing what our Imam DeLacy brought to our attention. We're missing a unifying element, a strategy, a philosophy that has us seeing ourselves based upon that historical connection. We don't have what they call the ethos. We don't have that connection in a philosophy. And we wonder why we can't get things done in a unified way. Well, you look at the Latinos or the Hispanics, the Mexicans, and what have you, that many of them came here late, recently. But they have a philosophy called my family. And my family is the foundation for them establishing themselves in a strong, healthy, productive way here in America. The Asians are more secretive, so we don't know what they called their strategy for success as a group success, but they do have it. You can see it clearly in the way that they maneuver. They don't complain about oppression and that sort of thing. They have an internal focus that helps them to navigate, you know, any type of oppression and what have you, and to work well together. And that's lacking in the African-American community. And for so long, the poor Caucasians, I'm going to say it, I don't like to use the term, the poor white had their focus.
No, you identified them properly. That's what they are called. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And lastly, these folks, according to Imam Muhammad's observation of the history, their master or leading people group directed their attention towards the Negro and said, okay, don't worry about anything. You'll always be better than a nigger. And they've given up so much because of this brainwashing that I mentioned, the psychological manipulation. They go against their own interests. And we've seen this historically, how they go against their own interests because they're focused on this caste system of color, you know, color superiority. And you know, they can be poor as the poorest of the poor, but you know, they hold on to this idea that hurts their own development, that I'm better than a nigger, you know, I'm better, and they get used as a tool to support the ends of the boss man. And I'll stop there.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm grateful that you included them in the need to be liberated also from their from their pattern of thinking that was given to them. They don't realize that they are not totally free as long as they're under that type of thinking of superiority over another human being. We want to liberate the whole of humanity, even including them. Praise be to Allah. Okay, Abdul Saheed, if you would share further, please, your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, ma'am.
As-salamu alaykum. Before we go to the next person, can we take a break and then come right back with Abdul Saheed?
Alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. We sure will. Thank you. Thank you.
That's great. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Afar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations. Believe in yourself and you will find a creative innovation that will ease your mind. Educate yourself. What path will you take? Will you be wise in the decisions you make? Set your standards high. Don't settle for less. You have the power to be the best. You will succeed. You have what it takes. Make your intentions and step out on faith. Knowledge is power. Wisdom supreme. Success inevitable with a well-balanced routine. Exercise, eat healthy, keep your mind and body pure. You will be amazed at what you endure. Be assertive when it comes to your life, because no one else will do it just right. Unlock the door. You have the keys in yourself. You must believe. Join us again for Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
The neighbors should rejoice.
Okay, then play this part.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Hi, 605-9325. With comments and questions, look to hear from you real soon.
Back to the Global Radio. I'm Naima Latif on this last Wednesday of the month, our Men Only discussion led by our host Kareem Hamid, and today we're taking a look at freedom. Are you a free man, or are you feeling like you're in bondage? Are you able to create, and are you able to organize in your own community? What does freedom look like to you? And women, we're going to have this discussion. We'll say a few words in the next commercial break and have a short after show to look at what are we saying to our sons to empower them, or are we making them feel as though they are not free? What are we doing as mothers to create free men? We'll talk about that after the show, in our after show session, and we are now back with our host, Kareem Hamid, and our panelists.
Yes, praise be to Almighty God, Allah. I want to now open up the mic of Abdul Shahid, if he would share with us the reflections that's on his mind in terms of the idea of freedom, if you would, Abdul Shahid.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much. When it comes to freedom, we must be free, Brother Imam, to establish our own priorities. We must be free to establish our own priority in life. You know, what other people need might not be what we need at the moment. We need to put first things first, because our mind has been corrupted. In order to be a slave, you must control the slave, the person's mind that is to be a slave. That mind game. The mind has to be taken control of. Therefore, a slave do not have his own mind. We must work to get our own mind back, brother and sister. We must work to get our own mind back. This is one of the priorities we must set. Our mind is intangible. It could be anywhere. You can believe anything. But what's important about it, it is the decision maker. Even though our brain is the command center, our mind makes all of the decisions. And this is what gets man into trouble, his decision. So if one is to be free, you must have freedom of choice. Cannot be held responsible. The word freedom, people think about independence. But really, it's not independent. It's interdependent. We all depend on each other. It is just like the cells of a human body. They all depend on each other, 75 to 100 trillion cells working together in unison. Why can't a few million people, 45 million, work together to establish the priority, the agenda, to get us back on track? We're off track because of the effects of slavery on us. We have to be gotten back on track. We have to get our own mind back so we can properly make excellent decisions. Excellent decisions. It is our decision maker that has us stuck where we are. I'll leave it right there for the moment, Brother Emile.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise be to Almighty God. Very worthwhile instruction. Okay, I want to return back to Imam DeLacy. Imam, share with us your thoughts, my brother, concerning freedom.
Ma'am, I'm really enjoying the sharing that's occurring. And, I'm going to just concur with what been said by Brother Michael, but let me just share one concept that I think could be helpful for us to take a look at the traumatic experience of slavery. So we are talking about a history that really affected us tremendously, and I've been listening to psychiatrists and psychologists and sociologists, and they talk about how trauma can be passed down through generation and generation. And I came up with an acronym that I thought reflected what was going on in our community. And the acronym is called TAPS, T-A-P-S. And the associated language is trauma, addiction, poverty, and stress. And we have been traumatized as a people. I saw the shooting and results of the shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, and there was a young lady. This guy had this gun. And he was pointing at her, and she fell on her knees with her baby in her arms and cried, told him, "Please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot." And he told her, "Well, if you don't want to get shot, you better run." She got up and started running. And she fell down. She got up and started running again. And it said there were some older people he'd let escape too by there, but they had to run. So here's trauma. Now this young lady is going to be traumatized. When the police came to help her, they had these big weapons, and she was traumatized to even go with them because of the size of the gun. She said she had never seen a gun that big before. And so trauma. Now this type of trauma has a tendency to help to make us self-medicate. Self-medicate. You see most people drinking and using drugs, et cetera, et cetera. They are treating some type of trauma in their life or some inadequacies that they feel. So then you have addiction. So that trauma now will lead to addiction because the people are self-medicating. And then, of course, poverty is going to come, then which creates more trauma and more addiction. And now you're stressed. Now you're under stress, create health issues. Health issues. I was talking with a doctor, naturopathic physician. He said most of the patients he received come in his office, they come in because of stress. And he said, and then when I give them the bill, they get more stressed because they don't have any money to pay it. So poverty. Poverty is a stress producer, create illness, sickness, et cetera. TAPS, T-A-P-S, you know, and it's strangely that it coincides with this bugle tune that they play at the gravesite taps in the military. When a fallen comrade has fallen, they play this, they call it taps. I just wanted to share that concept for us to be aware. And what that entails then is we should bring more humanity to the less fortunate ones that we see struggling with issues. We should be a little more sensitized to not look down on people who are having these issues of drug addiction and poverty, et cetera, and try to see how, what contribution can we make to alleviate some of the suffering in the masses that we have. Because these are traumatic times we are living in, and people are going to be stressed, and there's going to be really terrible things for us to deal with. So thanks, Imam, for inviting me, and I'm going to have to get offline. I've been coming and going, but listening in on the program. So thank you again for inviting me to share.
Yes, sir, and I thank you for accepting the invitation and your valuable contribution, Imam Delacy Umma. Give the greetings to your lovely wife, Manira, and we wish you both peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings to the audience, and thank you, Sister Naeem, for inviting us as well.
Yes, thank you.
Alhamdulillah. You know, we have to have courage also. We look at Booker T. Washington. Booker T. Washington did not wait on an opportunity. He created an opportunity to educate those of his lot. He created an opportunity for education. He established the Tuskegee Institute. I would suggest to you that he was a free man. He was a free thinker, a free thinker. He created an opportunity. And here is something that we have to have, that all human beings need to have. Imam Muhammad has asked us to think on your thinking. On your thinking. So we have to have the courage to take a fearless inspection of what we have been given as a way of life, as a foundation. We have to have the courage to look back at that. There are of people that don't want to look back at what we have been given as a way of life. Are there errors there? Can that be improved on? That thought of, well, that's just the way it is, and we just have to live with that. I reject that. We have bright minds, bright ideas, and we have the energy that everyone else has. We have the potential that everyone else has. But we must be willing to think as a free thinker. And let's look to see what we have been given as a standard of life. Is that beneficial for the human being? Is it the idea of the superiority of one race over another? We'll say that, but that needs to be fully investigated, fully looked into. What was the cause, praise be to Allah, what was the cause of that? There is two principles operating, cause and effect. We are living in the effect of that type of thinking. It limits our energy, it limits our own potential, and also it limits, praise be to Allah, it limits the thinking of those that are deemed as superior. Because they reach the limit, their human limit in their thinking, their efforts, their energy, and they're stuck right there. And when they're not able to really express or show a degree of superiority, that troubles them. And when they see superiority and excellence coming from other people, that bothers their psyche and their heart. There's a concern here now in this country because of the influx of refugees, people seeking asylum here to take advantage of the opportunities that this country offers. There is a thought among some Caucasians, I say some, that they feel that they will be replaced in the superior thought, in the superior thinking, that others that have the same potential, the same mind, the same heart, the same soul, can make their contribution also to humanity. So that liberation, we have to be willing, have the courage, especially the African American, have the courage to investigate what you've been given as a pattern and a way of life. If a man won't treat you right, what makes you think he will teach you right? If a man won't treat you, what makes us believe that he will teach us right? So we have to have the courage to look back at what we've been given by what education, culture, government, you name it, industry. We have to have the courage to look back at that. I'm not talking about with an emotional eye, but with the eye of the scientist, the eye of the thinker, and with foresight to see the pattern of growth. There is a pattern of growth that Almighty God have associated with this creation. And if what we have been given does not follow that pattern of growth, it creates weeds, bramble bush, thorns, absent of the arose, then we need to be able to identify what we've been given and have the courage to look back at that and make corrections and move forward. I know some of you feel that your soul is connected to keeping the status quo. But our souls are oppressed based upon the status quo. We have to free, like Dr. Martin Luther King said, you have to look down and utilize the resources of your soul. Okay, I'll stop right there. Michael, if you would, please share, my brother. And any other male on this line that would like to join this conversation, we invite you to press 1 on your phone. I will open up your mic. This is an excellent opportunity. Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes. Well, it's time for our last break, and I want to remind anybody on our switchboard, any men that want to speak, to either press 1 or dial in 515-605-9891 and press 1. And certainly our host can open your mic, and we certainly want to invite you all to do that. So we're going to take our last break, and that we can come back and give our brother all the time he needs to speak. So we'll be right back, and thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today, our last Wednesday of the month, this is our Men Only Discussion
Again, revisiting that topic of freedom. Are you a free man or are you in your mind still in bondage? We'll be right back after these messages, so stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people,
assalamu alaikum,
uplifting music,
welcome to AM
360, in a luxurious hotel?
Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
The Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC, is established as a national resource and community service center supporting the Quranic principle of representative democracy or mutual consultation, Amrahum Shura Bainahum, in the conduct of community affairs. CWSC recognizes that only through Shura can the power of the group intellect be fully utilized for solving problems and discovering opportunities that help each of us improve our individual, family, and community life. From Quran, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer, so whatever you are given is but a provision of this world's life, and that which Allah has is better and more lasting for those who believe and rely on their Lord, and those who respond to their Lord and keep up prayer, and whose affairs are decided by counsel among themselves. Truly, Almighty God speaks the truth. That's the noble and glorious Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, 42, 36 through 38.
We don't run from challenges. We overcome any obstacle. We don't cower in the face of can't or too difficult. We find a way to make it happen through faith, work, and the power of the group internet. We don't seek results that are just ordinary, because a believer is supposed to be extraordinary. Who are we? We are the volunteers of the CWSC, ready, willing, and able to lend to the Creator a loan that will be added to and multiplied many times over. Think you have what it takes to be a CWSC volunteer? Then register with the MCNRD. Your talent, experience, and knowledge. Want to learn more? Visit CWSC.us. Look for the MCNRD today, and you too can help unleash and harness the power of the group intellect. And together, we can remake the world. This has been a public service. We don't run from challenges.
I want to give your thoughts about what you just heard, and we want to reflect on what are we teaching our sons, and is what we're saying to them making them feel as if they are still enslaved, bound, confined, oppressed, and can we speak words of liberation to them so that they have the power to define their destiny? We'll talk about that after the show, and we're back with our co-host and our panelists. Go right here, brother.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Naima. Praise be to Almighty God. Imam Delacy Omar mentioned a phrase that he had come up with called taps. Taps. It's an acronym for trauma, addiction, poverty, and stress. And I agree with him. Those are four situations that we are dealing with. The Prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace upon him, has stated that a poverty can lead one to disbelief in Almighty God. Poverty. Poverty. Being poor. Can it a doorway to atheism to not believe in Almighty God? So, Michael, if you would, can you speak on the effects of poverty in the life of the human being, how that negatively affects the faith in the Creator and the faith in one's self, in one's God-given gifts, if you would, please.
Thank you. What comes to my mind is the severe environment that the indentured servant, not the founding father type that had education and culture, but the severe environment, lack of proper nutrition, lack of education, stress and strain, and the brutal treatment in the way that they treated one another, particularly what's called the upper class against the servant class or the serfs or those that really had no, they, in my opinion, you could consider many of those that came over here as indentured servants, particularly the men. They were, there's a book called White Trash. They were the white trash. They were the European niggers, so to speak. That's what, you know, you could describe them in the way that they described us, you know, that they had that kind of lack of human strength. They had more weaknesses in terms of the mind being food. So we had that condition amongst those that were closest to us, that Booker D. Washington described in his autobiography, that he saw the similarity between the poor whites and the poor blacks, the condition of ignorance, that ignorance was the commonality in terms of their behavior, you know, and the lack of civilization, so to speak. He saw that ignorance was a common condition amongst both black and white. The idea, certain ideas can make you poor, impoverished. You know, just like junk food, a lot of sugars and, you know, food without nutrition in it or you know, those sort of things can affect the body and the mind's condition in terms of being healthy. And it's important for us to realize that. And particularly this one idea, this idea of a flesh savior in the image of a white man has affected us and given us an artificial mind, both black and white, an artificial mind that has been put into the atmosphere for you to breathe. And the leader in our body, which is our head, has this artificiality in it. And the world has given us this. The world supports this. And we came through a condition, and it's hard to believe that people that identify themselves as people of faith don't recognize that Almighty God is always in charge. So the darkest days of slavery and the dark days today have all been permitted by the Creator for a purpose. You know, here you had a people that were emptied out from their past history, those things that stabilize individuals or people, you know, those things were emptied out. And there was nothing in the environment that supported the idea that God would help them. But yet and still, you find those descendants of slaves are most faithful in terms of Almighty God. But we've got this problem that we need to ask God's help with, to help get the help to stop religion from acting against our lives. This idea of a white Jesus has made Caucasians, particularly those that are less stabilized by education and culture, these folks have gone psychotic. I live in Jacksonville. This guy had a mind problem, you know, and the foundation of this mind problem was this idea of a white Jesus, a group that looked like Jesus being superior over other people. And this white Jesus on the cross making black folks feel inferior. We have to seek God's help to have the strength to resist that and stop it from enslaving the mind and robbing our minds, the minds of our people. And we might even also, if we have enough fortitude, tell these white folks that all this craziness and psychotic behavior is because of this foundational idea that you're better than everybody else because of your skin. And there's no support for that in nature. Nature don't support the idea of white superiority or black superiority. When a banana turns black, it's useless. Basically, it's useless. You might be able to catch it to make some banana pudding or something, but basically, the health of that banana, when it becomes black, you know, it's declined in its utility and its usefulness. So these are the things that we have to deal with. And we have to look inside like our ancestors did and see, look, yeah, we got a traumatic environment that's causing us stress, but God has put resilience. And that's the hallmark of black folks now. All that we've gone through. And you got doctors and lawyers and plumbers and electricians that are black folks. After being denied education, you could lose your life for being educated and sharing education. After all the trauma that we've gone through, look at the resilience that's demonstrated by black folks. And I know we got issues with this twerking and other stuff going on, you know, in our community. But look at the overall condition, and shame on Governor DeSantis with his egotistical self trying to become president and saying how black folks were served by slavery. No, black folks were challenged by slavery and we were helped by God. That's the real narrative, not this BS that you're perpetrating. And you got some black folks, you know, that'll go along with it to make a few dollars, you know, supporting these narratives, these narratives that are given to us. And again, we have to really be in control. We have to manage our feelings. We have to manage our feelings. The choir that has escaped, there have been behaviors of the police and other folks that are trying to set off a race war so that the constitutional government can be suspended and we can go into martial law and all of us be treated like pack animals or something. You know, all of us will suffer when constitutional construct is taken away and we go into a more oppressive type of government. So I'll stop there, man. But I thank you for this opportunity, you and Sister Naomi. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. I see we have Minister Plump have joined us, and I value his contribution. 312882. Is this Minister Plump?
Yes. We are on Yah Shalom. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem, and to Sister Naima. Yes, we are here in Chicago. And, you know, what I love about God is the truth. Yahshua, who most know as Jesus Christ, said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So once a person develops the truth, it becomes in his heart, Almighty God, Allah, Yahweh, is the greatest. And to each one, to teach one and to know another one in their heart, which is love, and love is God. And as a result, it becomes mind over matter. And yes, we matter. Bottom line is black love matters too. And this is a part of our fundraisers for different brothers and sisters, organizations, businesses, and corporations. But one of the most important spiritual parts of the fundraising as a T-shirt, we hold ourselves accountable for the conditions of our communities. Support our efforts as we exercise change. And that is the one thing in life that we, each one, teach one, develops through freedom, justice, equality, and economics. You must change your mindset. And that's why I mentioned, mind over matter. And mind is a thing to waste. And you should not, as far as I'm concerned, each individual should not condemn themselves or others because they are skin color. However, I would say black people, our people, or African-American people, cures all diseases, all illness because of love. And I'm glad that I can be a part of our heroes and our sheroes, like you, Sister Naima Lateef, and the Female Solution, as well as you two, Brother Kareem, as a part of the heroes. The sheroes and the heroes is in the black community, and it's going to be for us to resolve our own problems. We cannot look at the system or even other races and blame other people for the conditions of the black community. For all of the cures that would be now in the future, we have to cure ourselves by doing for ourselves and helping our own kind. Thank you so much. And you have a please me plump day, as they say, Les Brown say, and listen to some of his videos. He is also one of my mentors, and the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, this is his Earth Day birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Dr. Webb Evans, is all a part of our way of life, and the Imam Wardeen Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him too, forever and ever and ever. We can say from this day on that we are a free people. We have to have, like you said, Brother Kareem, the courage and the mindset to do what is right And none but the pure in the heart and the righteous is going to see God. And the love of God, and God is love, is always in your heart, and he's with us all. Thank you. God bless your heart.
Well, thank you for your words of inspiration. Praise be to Almighty God. Abdul Shahid, we haven't heard from you lately. Would you please share with us what is on your mind? We got about 9 minutes of broadcast time left. So we want to definitely utilize that hearing from the listening audience and yourself. If you would, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much. Our brother, Imam DeLacy, pointed out about trauma, addiction, poverty, stress, and how our mind is compromised. Well, I'm a student of symptometry. I have come to learn that if we produce three neurotransmitter and keep them in balance, we can remove the burden, hereditary burden of the effects of slavery from our mind. Our mind and our brains are connected. We can't see the mind, but we surely can see the brain. And if we nourish our brain and produce these three neurotransmitters, that will put us in a position to get our mind back. And these neurotransmitters are... Say that again?
Nothing. Go ahead,
Yes. These neurotransmitters I want to share with us.
Oh, okay. Look, if you could be very succinct, we have another caller on the line. I'm sorry to...
Oh, you're fine. That's fine. I can yield for the caller.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Air code 213925. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Yeah. I'm Lakeham, brother. This is Amin. Amin Muhammad from Los Angeles, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. You know,
wow, look at the line, Amin.
Yes, sir, brother. Good hearing you. We are so blessed to have Imam Muhammad in our presence. You know, I mean, he's still here. And like they say, you know, he's living in us. And I remember the, you know, we're teaching, you know, we're talking about these different forces that are influencing these Caucasians to look down on us. Well, the Imam talked about Noah's curse, how Noah was naked. He was naked, and one son looked at him, which was Ham, looked at him and laughed at his father's nakedness. One son came into the tent, and he looked at his father, and he looked away. Then the third son went into his father's tent, you know, where he was naked, and got a blanket and covered him up. So Noah cursed Ham to be the servant, the slave servant of his other brothers. Now, this is an erroneous interpretation, according to Imam Muhammad. This is all from Imam Muhammad, and it's captured in a book called Noah's Curse. I think I sent you the cover, brother Imam. Yes. Noah's Curse, you know, where these Caucasians in the South during the antebellum period, you know, before the war and after the war, were going around the South teaching on the goodness of slavery, the ethical thing of slavery, because our people, African people, are cursed because of the curse of Ham. And one particular man named Benjamin Morgan Palmer was foremost and going all over the South. He was a Presbyterian minister who wrote books, and he was a tremendous orator, they say. And he went all over the South teaching on why it was ethically right and moral to enslave the African American. You know, his name is Benjamin Morgan Palmer, you know what I mean? And he's well known. So Imam Muhammad is the one who opened our eyes to this biblical mistranslation of, like, you know, Noah's curse, and our people are considered Ham, Now, I'll leave it right there. As-salamu alaykum, brother. Thank you for letting me share.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Amin. That is part of the subject matter that we need to have the courage to inspect. That is part of the subject matter that we have to have the courage to reform the understanding of that piece of scripture. We people say, well, don't question God. No, we're not questioning God. We are questioning what was written and given to us as scripture. The Quran comes to make the correction. It identifies what is from God and what is not from God. Almighty God says that he hath honored and dignified all the descendants of Adam, and that includes us. So, Abdul Sahib, we got about 3 minutes left. If you would share with us before we leave the air, and I'm grateful to everyone that have tuned in to the Female Solution on such an important topic. We want to revisit this topic. Go ahead, my sister.
As-salamu alaykum. Before he speaks, I just wanted to let our listening and viewing audience know, of course, we're going to have a brief after show afterwards, so if you want to call in, you can call in now if you want to reach our switchboard, 515-605-9325. For the after show, we're going to talk about what are we teaching our sons that would help to make them free men. So we'll have that conversation. We already got some on the switchboard now with their hands up, so just want to let you all know before we go to make that call now. The switchboard closes at 9, so you need to be on right now, 515-605-9325. Go right ahead, brother.
Okay. Abdul Shahid, if we could hear a brief commentary from you with the small time that we have left, we would greatly value
it, yes,
my brother.
Thank you so very much, Billy, ma'am. As I was saying about the mind and the brain, they work together. They're interconnected. So we can't see the mind. We can't work on the mind no more than giving it the truth. But we can nourish our brain and help our brain to produce these three neurotransmitters. There's 8 neurotransmitters, but these three are very, very important. They are acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. These neurotransmitters deal with clarity, understanding, restraint, self-restraint, focus, connectivity, all these things. And also help us to deal with stress, help us to deal with all of these things that affected the human being. And these three neurotransmitters will help to produce a healthy mind. And then we need to feed the mind the truth. Brothers and sisters, there's so many misconceptions and lies, and this is why the world is upside down. It is our responsibility to put it right side up. But we can't do it with lies and mistruth. The truth must come directly from the Almighty Source Creator. The truth must be unfiltered, and it must be undistorted. People distort the truth, and many people do not know the difference. And this is part of what's happening to us. We can't get our life back. We must get our life back. As a community, we must know that we are interdependent, interconnected, interrelated, and integrated. And we must operate as one life form. We come from one soul, and as one life form, and for the community of human beings.
Yes. Abdul Shahid, I have been informed that we have 60 seconds left. A broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Time.
We're moving right there, and we thank you so very much, Brother Imam, for inviting us to share. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We are grateful to everyone that was present this morning for this wonderful broadcast, The Female Solution. I'm grateful to Naima Latif granting us mail this time. Praise be to Almighty God to share in a myriad of subject matter. Praise be to Almighty God. We thank you, Naima. And let me say this, that they hid the progress that females offered to this government in the hidden figures. These were African American women that had the intellect of mathematics and charted the course from the earth to the moon. So praise be to us. Okay. Well, we have come to the end of this broadcast, and we are grateful to everyone that was present. And we leave you as we came to you with the Quranic greetings of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, keep up our prayers. And I ask you, if you would, to tune into American Muslim 360 this evening at 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. for the broadcast of Halal Industries, Do For Self. It is hosted by our beloved Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Praise be to Almighty God. So we leave you with the idea that we must be thankful for what God has done for us, what he is doing for us, and what he shall do for us. We must remain thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatton. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, seal of prayer, seven fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years earlier, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough, can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to cause, and I say the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing, for people
everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be right. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.